aiming for perfection will only lead to disappointment. We don't aim for perfection, we aim for progress. So if we make a little bit of progress every day, we are doing good.
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gaez. Essentially, I'm a kid who's obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out. On the Healthy Systems Podcast, you will learn one main idea, system from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. So if you're a millennial, you're hyper ambitious, this podcast is for you because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Hey, hey, welcome to Healthy Systems Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Mo. Today's healthy system is going to be useful across the board for all of you and is related to the topic of time management and time blocking. And no, I'm not going to bore you and be like, manage your time better. Stop checking social media. Stop being on Instagram. No, we don't do that. We do not do any of that just because that type of language, after having coached hundreds and hundreds of clients, it just does not work. Like yelling at your clients, being like, you better make time for the gym. You're making excuses. Like I've just never seen it be sustainable, right? So I'm going to show you something that actually works super well for a lot of our clients, but also in life, or if you're building a business, or if you're transitioning from a corporate job to a side hustle full-time, or if you are in corporate America and you want to ride the ladder or rise the corporate ladder. So the concept is called, the healthy system for today is called time blocking. You see, one thing is certain, which is that we all have 24 hours in a day, right? What that means is we all start at the same level. But what happens is some people accomplish so much more in their day than others. And then some people, they're just busy all the time, yet they don't accomplish anything, right? So why is that? And obviously there's skills and there's like education and all these other variables that come into play. But even some people with the same education and same skill, they perform very differently given the same amount of time. And the concept that I was obsessed with this question, actually, when I was first introduced to it and when I was first building my business 6-7 years ago, because some people could get so much done. They would post more content, they could coach more clients, they could get more sales, they could do all of that. They were learning more, and versus some people were just like, they were doing it full time, yet they just couldn't get anything done. So time blocking is a concept where you set aside, you block out time. So that means you go to your calendar the night before or on Sunday for the week ahead and you block certain time. So let's say any job. So just take a piece of paper out. What are the core functions of your job? Okay. Let's say your job involves creating content, or your job involves sending emails, or your job involves having meetings, or your job involves talking to clients, or your job involves, you know, having sales conversations. Whatever your job involves, like write those things down first. And then whichever one is the one that is least likely to get neglected with the day-to-day busy tasks, do that first. So you're going to block out time. Let's say you start work at 8 a.m. So you're going to block out from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and you're just going to write time block number one, emails, let's say, or time block number one, reach out to prospects, right? So whatever the hardest thing is for you, whatever the thing that keeps getting skipped for you, might be working out, right? Let's say like you want to exercise properly, you want to make health priority in this season of your life. Then what you do is the first time block that you do in the morning is workout. So every morning on your calendar, it says Nate does not do anything from 6 to 8 besides going to the gym, right? That's all there is. So then you come back and then you give yourself a little wiggle room for an hour to get ready, to shower, etc. And then from 9 to 11 can be the second time block. Okay. Then you do that. Let's say for you, that's checking emails and responding to all emails or going to the meetings. And then let's say you are at a management position where you can actually make your own schedule. You can set all your meetings from 1 to 3 p.m. and you can have your meetings at that point. And then at 4 p.m. you go home. Okay. That's a simple way of doing it. Very simple way of doing it. But that's what time blocking is, right? For me, for example, in my day job as a owner of Training with the Titans, I have to create content for social media. I have to coach some clients. I also have to coach my team. I also have to make sure the amount of money that's going out on payroll, on advertising, on marketing, that's all managed. And it's less than the money that's coming in. I have to make sure of all of that accounting, all of that payroll for my team. So that's my day job. So I have to time block, and time blocks look different for different days, right? So when I run payroll, I have a time block for that, right? But I also, on my day-to-day life, the thing that gets missed very easily is talking to prospects or talking to clients. So I set aside like an hour every morning to do that, even though I have members on my team that are doing it, but they also need coaching. So I have to go in and make sure they're doing a good job. And then another time block that I like having is setting aside time that will just be for Zoom calls. So those Zoom calls can be conversations with potential clients, et cetera. And on those calls, they take up a lot of energy. So I set aside time in the afternoon generally. And sometimes I've taken calls earlier when I don't even listen to my own advice, but sometimes you make exceptions. But overall, when you have time blocks in place, you'll get more done. And then another thing that I have to do in a week on Saturdays, for example, is I have to film the content for the rest of the week. So that means getting in front of camera and doing talking reels or filming workouts. So I do that on Saturday. But you see how on Saturday, I get into this mode of content creation. Even this podcast is being recorded on Saturday. So I get into this mode of content creation. And then the rest of the week, I have nothing to worry about. I can go do my day job, right? So, and then to the outside world, they're like, man, Mo is like doing everything. Like he just talked to me on Zoom and he's like on his story. Then he's also posting a reel. Then he's got his podcast that got uploaded and he has, you know, 10 other things that are getting published. How does he do it all? Well, it's the concept of time blocking and batching out your day. And also, like, I'm pretty religious about keeping my phone on do not disturb, just because my phone has so much power over me. It can easily distract me. It will easily take me down that rabbit hole of checking my Instagram too much, because I get a lot of messages. You know, I get hundreds of messages every day. Some of them are like my friends just sending me memes and stuff, but those are all there. And sometimes I enjoy the hell out of memes. So I get into this rabbit hole myself, but I don't beat myself over it. I just get back into the time block and be like, okay, phone away, get to work. So one thing to remember when you're managing your time, at the end of the day, you are a human being. You're going to make mistakes and it's not going to be perfect. So anytime someone tells you, man, you have to be disciplined and you have to actually do it, and if you don't do it, you're a horrible person. That's not true. We're all human beings, and aiming for perfection will only lead to disappointment. We don't aim for perfection. We aim for progress. So if we make a little bit of progress every day, we are doing good. Okay. So often I talk to clients and they are just disappointed because they set exuberant amount of standards for themselves. And those standards were literally set up for failure. Okay. I would rather you set standards, set expectations for yourself that are doable. And just don't beat yourself over it, please. That whole like shame or guilt is only going to drive you down a bad road, right? Little bit of shame, little bit of guilt is good. It drives you, it motivates you. But those emotions shouldn't, like, if a client misses a workout, then they feel ashamed and guilty. Now they're going to go binge eat because they're like out of it already, right? Like, coach, it's been a really bad day. I'm like, okay, what'd you do? Oh, I ate a lot. I'm like, what'd you eat? They're like, I ate this. I'm like, okay, so you have slightly more carbs than normal. They're like, oh, the way that you say it makes me feel better. I'm like, yeah, because that's the fact. You're just beating yourself over it, right? And at the end of the day, I would rather you feel good about yourself, because when you feel good about yourself, you end up making way better decisions throughout the day, right? I would rather you be like, hey, I didn't get my workout done today, but I still got my walk in. I went for a walk and I also walked on my office treadmill for 20 minutes. I'm okay with that. You see how much better that sounds? Then like, yeah, man, I'm just not on the plan. I'm not on track anymore. I feel bad. I feel guilty. I don't want to talk to my coach. He's going to yell at me. Oh, no, that's the wrong coach. You should hire me, right? But at the end of the day, that's the game plan, right? Don't aim for perfection. Aim for progress. And with the concept like time blocking, it's going to take a little bit of skill to get used to it. It's going to take, and you might need to adjust it, right? Let's say your priority now is you working out. Next month, your priority becomes something else. That's okay. Adjust it. Be willing to adjust. Today is day 6 of Ramadan, for example. And my routine was very different until Sunday of last week. Today is Saturday. And now I have to fast from sunrise to sunset. right? From around 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. So that's a good 13-hour fast. I can't drink water. I can't have coffee. I can't eat. So yeah, I had to really adjust my routine. I had to adjust my workout times around the prayer times. I had to adjust sleep schedule. Those changes are real. They are going to happen. So at the end of the day for you, please remember, don't beat yourself over if you can't stick to time blocks, but start adjusting them and overall try your best to stick with them. So I don't want you to think like, okay, Mo said, don't worry about it. No, do it. And then really pay attention to it and actually stick with it. But at the end of the day, if you had a bad day, don't worry about it. Just get back on it the next day. Overall, hope this helps. And if you have any questions, drop them on my Instagram at Mo Gaius or on Facebook at Mo Gaius. But overall, I look forward to seeing you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems Podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E-G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.